Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, 2022 Bathroom Trends Study. All right, guys, this is a report that's been created over the years, and it's always fun to kind of dig deeper into some of the information that's provided. So every year, House does a bathroom trends study, and they poll people to see what people are really remodeling and updating in their bathrooms, what's changing, what's popular, what are they spending, all those kind of things. And it definitely gives you some insight into the general trends for homes. Now, we know that in the coming year, remodeling is going to continue to be very strong, a lot stronger than maybe the single family market. So it'll be interesting to see where changes are coming and what types of things people are doing. Because a lot of times, of course, many people look to new construction for inspiration, but at the same time, I think it's important for people that are also in the new construction world, single family, model homes and things like that, that we pay attention to what people are changing as well with their existing homes so that when we build the new homes, we're providing what they really want. And I think it's important to do that. And of course, if you're a consumer, this is great for you because maybe you don't know what you want to do. Maybe you do want to update your bathroom and you just want to make sure that you're kind of getting the right information and putting the right things in. So we're going to talk about that as well. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the 2022 bathroom trends. All right. So what are the main things that people are renovating when they decide to make a bathroom remodel? Well, according to the study, the top three things that people are remodeling right now is, and this was surprising to me, that the number one thing is they upgraded their systems. And that came in at 62%. That would be like changing out your ventilation fan, potentially putting in radiant heating or adding a tankless water heater or adding in a water softener. That was actually in the top three. Kind of interesting. So seeing maybe a lean a little bit more towards the practical side here and also just adding comfort. So that's a very interesting observation. The second thing, coming in at number two at 51%, is increased shower size. I think that makes a lot of sense. We've been seeing this over the years, a gradual migration to larger, more customized shower experiences. I think a lot of people want to have that. And even when I travel to hotels and things, I'm seeing the showers are much better, much nicer. There's more components to it. So very timely with that. You know, when you see it in the travel industry as well, people experience that and go, wow, that was a really nice shower experience. I want to have that at home too. And then the third most popular thing is updating their layout. And that came in at 45%. So maybe just realizing the function of the bathroom isn't really very good. And, of course, if you're going to tear it up and start over, you may look at readdressing the layout as well. So those are the top three. They also had the other ones coming in where they modified walls, modified the ceiling design, updated flooring, and a very, very small percent actually changed the physical location of the bathroom. So pretty interesting, but showers, no surprise coming in there. But the systems was kind of an unexpected entry into that category. What are the top, colors and finishes for 2022? What were people picking? Well, let's start with paint color. So your paint on your walls in the bathrooms, the top color, no surprise, came in at white. 37% chose white for their wall finish, followed by nearly 25% of the respondents coming in with gray. And then a much, much smaller percentage was beige at 11% and then blue at 10%. So those were the top four paint wall colors for bathrooms. As far as countertops, again, no surprise here. White came in at 59%. So very strong choice there for white. Very strong preferences for that. Multicolored came in only at 10%. Gray came in at 10% as well, so kind of a push there. And beige at 9%. What about showers? Again, the predominant color for a shower, 49%, is white, followed by gray at 15%, multicolored at 11%, and beige at 9%. Now let's talk about your cabinets and your vanities. What finishes were popular in 2022? Well, white again clocked in number one, no surprise there, at 32%, but it's declining, and we are seeing more natural wood finishes take over, and that percentage is rising, so that is up to 30% wood. So not quite a third, but we're seeing a, you know, we went so far away from it, now we're kind of going back to it. And then 14% of people are picking a gray vanity, and blue at 7%. So that's pretty in line with what we're seeing. We are definitely noticing a little bit more of a trend towards the wood vanities again, and adding more of that natural element into the home. So I think pretty solid observation there, and in line with what we're seeing. Now, as far as the style that people are picking when they redesign their bathroom, what architectural style is appealing to people? Well, in 2020, let's just go over that really quick. The 2020 data, the top three were modern design, then transitional, and then contemporary, followed by traditional, and then farmhouse. There's been a change at the top. So in 2022, according to this study, nearly 25% of the people picked transitional as their number one style, then followed by modern at 16%. Modern is declining quite a bit. And then contemporary is around the same, about 16% as well. So, I mean, if you total those two together, because sometimes people do mix those, you know, then you're at a third of the remodels in those categories. And then 11% traditional, which is actually on the uptick a little bit. And farmhouse, only at 5%, but the farmhouse is declining. It actually went down from the previous 2 years. So maybe that trend has finally kind of lost a little bit of steam there. So kind of interesting as well to look at that. But transitional, still the most popular style for a bathroom, and it is on the uptick, no doubt. How about average spend on a bathroom remodel? Well, overall, all bathroom remodels, on average, consumers spend about $15,000. Now, when you break it out into different categories, it's kind of interesting. Now, this is certainly rounded to a round number here, but on a smaller home, people are spending on average about $10,000. And on a larger bathroom, 100 square feet plus, they're spending around $20,000 on average. So a lot of it's just based on general size. But we are seeing a 13% increase in the spend year over year. So actually, the very large ones have went up 17%. So kind of interesting. I wish they would be able to break that down a little bit more. Be interesting to see if it's because of, you know, costs and materials and supply chain, more so than anything, or are people just, you know, spending more money because they want more of those creature comforts? That we don't know, but I would think definitely the cost of the materials is playing very largely into that. Okay, so you've decided to do a bathroom remodel. What kind of features are people updating when they do the bathrooms? We talked about, you know, of course, the showers and adding systems upgrade, but let's go more on a granular level. What features are the top features people are swapping out in their bathrooms? Coming in at number one at 87% is the faucets. And then right behind it is flooring at 86%. Shower coming in at 84%. And wall finish right there with it, same percentage. And then lighting coming right after that at 83%. 80% on countertops. 79% on sinks, then vanities at 76%, toilets at 65%, And then interior doors, bathtub, and medicine cabinet are coming in after that. And then kind of the last couple pieces of this at the bottom, windows at 26%. And then a very small percentage of people are doing tub shower combinations, updated electronics, or sauna or steam rooms at only 4%. So by and large, most people are really just doing finish updates in their home. So countertop, flooring are mainly, and faucets are the main ones, and then maybe updating the lighting. So maybe just getting rid of those not so popular styles and freshening up your home a little bit. This would be interesting to find out as well, whether this is for people that are selling their home. You know, a lot of people do update their bathrooms right before they sell, adding in those granite countertops maybe that they didn't have, or the quartz countertops, getting rid of that older woodwork or that really old tile, or, if it's an older home, especially if you got vinyl floors, and putting in like an LVT or something like that, that looks a little bit more updated. A lot of people sold their homes in the last 2 years because of the increase in the value. So that could be part of it as well. Obviously, this study doesn't dive as deep into that, but certainly that makes sense. And then a lot of people had disposable income coming off of COVID and been in their homes for a long time. So I think a lot of people were reinvesting in their homes, updating them because they just got sick of the spaces and they had the money and the wherewithal to do it. And I think also another portion of people that are remodeling have done so because they didn't find what they liked out there on the market. There wasn't a lot of product out there for sale for homes. So they chose to just invest in their current home and fix it up a little bit. So there you have it. There are the remodeling trends for 2022. No major surprises there, but it'll be interesting to see in the coming year what happens with it as the economy tightens. Will remodeling still be strong? I think it will. I think it'll hold fairly steady, but it'll be interesting to see what other styles and trends come out there. I was kind of surprised they kind of missed the mark on the survey a little bit by not looking at faucet finishes. I think that'd have been interesting data to collect as well, just to see what are people going with. Are they going with polished chrome, matte black, French gold? It'll be interesting to see the percentages on that. So hopefully they'll incorporate that in next year's study so we can look at that data as well. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.